Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, the site of Game 4 of the World Series. A very special live Evan and Tiki broadcasting with you all the way until 7:25 in the pregame show as the New York Yankees are going to try to keep their season alive. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because throughout a long-ass baseball season, and it is a long-ass season, Teague.
Yes, it is, especially a long postseason, doing 5.5-hour shows and watching. Who's this guy out here again?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Michael Kopech.
Yes. Grounding the field and rubbing it in that the Dodgers are up 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
Makes you want to go down there and, like,
punch him in the face?
Have some words with him. But the problem is he's built like an offensive tackle, so I want nothing to do with him.
And he also has a zero ERA, or close to a zero ERA till last night. But all year long, when the Yankees had their good moments and their bad moments, there's that little devil inside of you who says, yeah, but come October, will they hit?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always there. And I always find it annoying because you can't hit in October when it's May. You can't hit in October when it's July. But despite the Yankees leading the American League by a lot in runs scored, it wasn't even close. This was always in the back of your mind. That come October, when it matters the most, it's going to be a replay of 2022. It's going to be a replay of the ALCS of 2017. It's going to be a replay of the Division Series of 2018. Whatever example you want to give, in the back of your mind, you worried about it. And as we sit here today, and the Yankees are going to try to avoid a full-fledged debacle, Tiki, it's the same crap in a different year with different pieces.
Yeah.
They don't hit in October.
I mean, it's too hard to try to dissect every single player and wonder why every player in critical moments and heightened moments and important moments aren't performing. And so what we talked about yesterday, I can't help but go back because that's an overarching theme that persisted throughout the season, and now it's rearing its ugly head right here in October and in the World Series. And that is this sense of, we're going to be all right. We don't have to play urgent. We're a better team than everybody. We'll be fine. We can flip the switch when it matters most. But the problem is, it is really, really hard to flip the switch. There's maybe one person in the history of sport that can do it. His name is Michael Jordan, right? Whatever the circumstances, he was sick, he was tired, he was whatever, he could flip the switch and be dominant in moments that mattered the most. This Yankee team can't do that. And so I can't help but keep blaming Aaron Boone for creating this sense of calm and we'll be okay and why are you worried? Don't get mad. And you never heard any emotion or urgency or yelling or screaming or get your ass in order or I'm sitting you down if you don't perform. And I played sport at a high level for a long time. You can't just flip the switch.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that we're sitting here at Yankee Stadium behind home plate. It is gorgeous. It should be an unbelievable atmosphere. But I guarantee you, just like yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, it's going to be dead as hell in here. Why? Because nobody has belief.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that this thing can happen. And it might start in the clubhouse. That's the biggest problem with this Yankee team is they don't have an urgency. And it frustrates you because they think they can turn it on. And it doesn't work that way in sport. It doesn't work that way in life. Especially not in sports in a high leverage positions where the Dodgers and their stars are playing like they're supposed to. The Yankees and their stars are not.
Yeah.
Period.
No, and I think you're right. And like, you go back to last night. I understand that when Freddie Freeman takes a 1-2 fastball and deposits it in the right field seats, it feels like a punch in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, you're down 2-0.
Right.
It's not the end of the world.
Right. Hey, we'll worry about it in the ninth inning. We'll score in the ninth inning.
What the hell is that? But that's, to me, where this game was lost. This game was lost in the bottom of the first inning. You mentioned Aaron Boone and the lack of urgency over the course of a regular season. It's a fair point. To me, it's about Aaron Judge. And I hate to kill this guy too much because he's an all-time great player. We all watch him during the regular season and we're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Best player I've ever seen. Best season I've ever seen. All of those things may be true. But last night, I want to take you back to the at-bat. This is the at-bat where just as an IBO, I'm just the guy here. Luckily, my emotion has been detached, right? I'm sitting there after Freddie Freeman hits the home run, and my reaction is, they just have to respond. This game isn't over. This series isn't over. They have to respond. And Gleyber Torres, to his credit, got on base,
yep,
which he's been doing all postseason. And Juan Soto hit one deep to left field. Teoscar Hernandez made a nice play, whatever. It happens. Aaron Judge came to the plate, and I turned to my wife, who couldn't give two craps about what's going on in this World Series. And I said, Aaron Judge needs to hit a home run right now. And she said, well, that seems a little unreasonable. I mean, you're asking a guy to hit a home run. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally. Aaron Judge is a great all-time player. Aaron Judge is going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Aaron Judge, more than anybody else, needs to get a pitch from a Walker Buehler, who, I'm sorry, ain't that good. This isn't 3 years ago.
Well, his last two starts he has been.
Yeah, well, maybe his opponents have something to do with it.
That's a good point.
Aaron Judge needed to park one over the Jersey Mike sign. And when he struck out, the air in this building, the air of belief that I think any Yankee fan had, it was dead. So I get your point about the manager and setting the tone during the season. Touche! But to me, the best player needs to perform. And when you go back to 2019 or 2022, you pick your year. And Sean, you were pissed that I brought up 2022 on Friday.
Yep.
Because what you said, and you were right, you said, hey, the whole lineup's different. And he's right. Half the lineup is different. Jazz Chisholm wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto wasn't here. I get it. But you know who is here?
Yep.
Aaron Judge is here. And until this changes with him, it feels like we're watching the same movie we watched 2 years ago and 5 years ago. And even though to quote Joe Beningo, you could change the players, you could change the lineup, you could even change the manager if you want to go back between 17 to the changes beyond after that from Girardi to Boone. Here's the constant. Here's the thing that doesn't change. This slugger needs to show up. And I've defended him at every turn because he's a great player. And what I have learned in sport is if you give a great player enough time, they're going to show you they're great. I got to be honest with you. And I think I speak for a lot of Yankee fans when I say this. I'm tired of waiting. It's game four of the World Series.
And you don't even necessarily care. You're not even a fan, but look, you just want to see greatness.
I'm being an IBO right now.
And by the way, that's one of the things I do. I can get rid of fandom for a minute.
Yeah.
I want to see greatness.
Sure.
And I don't mind greatness. Like, watching Freddie Freeman, I'm like, that dude is great.
And
man,
he's hurt.
He's hurt, but he's hit five consecutive home runs in games and going back to, you know, last time they were in the World Series. It's unbelievable.
We use the word great a lot with athletes, and it's true. Aaron Judge is a great player. He's not an immortal player. And I think that's what this World Series has showed me and changed me. Look, whether it's hearing the stories from my dad, your dad, about Thurman Munson, whether it's seeing Derek Jeter, whether it's seeing Mark freaking Messier in 94, Tiki, you're an athlete, you've been around. When teams are down and they're facing resiliency, you turn towards your leaders, your captains, to follow the charge. And right now, the Yankees captain that was given to him because he was a homegrown player that hit a lot of home runs and got a high-paid contract is not acting like a captain where the team should follow their lead.
Well, he's not performing, and here's what's crazy.
He doesn't even look emotional out there.
Well, I don't want to kill him for the way he looks or the way it's perceived. I think he cares. I just think he's not performing, and he got here. You know, forget about who they beat, because I think that's a bunch of crap, and I'm so sick of hearing about who they beat. It doesn't matter who they beat. They're in the World Series. So ask yourself, how'd they get here? And don't give me this answer while they beat bad teams. They beat the best teams that they were forced to face in the American League. You think the Orioles were so good? They got beat by the Royals, and the Yankees took care of them. You think the Astros are so good? Well, guess what? The Tigers took care of them, and then Cleveland took care of them. Aaron Judge got here because his teammates stepped up and carried his carcass to the World Series.
Can't do that for three rounds.
And so when you get to the World Series, this was the moment, this is the time where the best player in the sport needs to perform. And look, I don't have an answer. None of us have answers on the why. Is he pressing? Why is he chasing? Are they facing him differently? I don't know what's going on in his mind. All I know is when we sit here, and the series isn't over, even if it feels over. But if you want to define why they're down 3-0, if you want to define why this feels like deja vu, to me it starts and it ends with the best player on the planet doing crap in the World Series.
Yeah, and I hate that for Aaron Judge. We love Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
We want to champion Aaron Judge. We want him to be our hero, our sports hero. And he's been given many opportunities to do so in the postseason, and it's the same result over and over and over and over again. And so at what point do you just stop trusting him? And, I mean, honestly, they got this far, and it wasn't they weren't trusting Aaron Judge, but everybody else was doing their part.
Right.
Juan Soto was doing his part, and Glaber was, and obviously the bullpen for a large part was. The rotation to an extent, they were. The one guy who was not was Aaron Judge. And when you it just hurts you to say that, because you say it and you just, like, you want it, like, yeah, but this is going on. Yeah, but he's got this going on. You can't.
Nah, no more excuses.
You can't. There's none left.
And you know what makes it really tough, Teague? Baseball's a long season, but we enjoy greatness, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge has put together two of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And I feel like if he does that again, we're all going to watch it.
Nobody cares about the regular seasons anymore with him.
No, we
really don't. You can't.
He could be 80 next year. I wouldn't care.
Right, because it doesn't matter.
No, you're right. That's the point. Like, I think we're going to roll our eyes.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Judge is going to have another MVP season, and we're all going to say, okay, great, what'd you do in October? And what sucks for him is that next June, you can't perform in October.
No,
it's June, right? There's nothing you can do, but he's missing this opportunity. And here's the other thing I'm pissed off at Aaron Judge about. He made my guy John Sterling struggle last night.
Why?
And I defend John Sterling completely. You want to know why?
I didn't hear it.
Because we are desperate, whether you're a Yankee fan or you're an IBO, to watch Aaron Judge break out. So when Aaron Judge comes to the plate in the fourth inning and he swings at the first pitch, we were all John Sterling. Take a listen.
And the breaking ball, there it goes. Deep left center field, and Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, did I get fooled on that? What with that swing and the ball majestically going to left field, Susan, I actually thought it was going to be out, and it wasn't close.
Let's see where there was a high cutter, and he really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat. And you know, maybe I'm looking to see if the flags pull that out. No, flags blowing in a little bit.
You know what that is? Mm-hmm. That's not John making a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. That's us all willing Aaron Judge to doing something that right now he can't do. Because honestly, I'm not playing this to mock my guy John. I thought the same thing. I'm sitting there at home watching the game, and off the swing, I got out of my chair. I did an all rise. I rose up and said, there you go. Some bitch is finally going to do something. Welcome to the World Series. And it went nowhere. And it went nowhere, not because we're all idiots. It went nowhere, not because we were all fooled. It went nowhere because we are all waiting for this man, this great player, this great human being, this great ambassador to the sport. We're all waiting to watch him perform his greatness. And I'm afraid, Tiki, we're going to be waiting all winter long, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
And this is the common denominator between 2022 and 2024 and 2019 and 2017. You could change everything else. They fall flat on their face offensively, and the constant is that the leader of the falling flat on your face is Aaron Judge.
It's hard to look anywhere else.
Remember when Loogie cautioned everybody not to make vacation plans in October and we listened?
Yes.
Hope you didn't. Save your time off, save your money, make your vacation plans for Tampa in March, because that's the next time you're going to see Aaron Judge do anything worth a damn.
So you've given up.
I haven't given up on the Yankees. I've given up on Aaron Judge.
Well, but aren't they almost connected?
They should be. They should be. But maybe shame on me for still believing in this NY on the hat and this logo and Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton, that this team isn't going to go out like a bunch of stiffs tonight. Shame on me for believing that, but I do believe that. I believe they're going to fight tonight. I've lost belief in Aaron Judge, and I don't know how you get it back.
Yeah, that's a hard one, too, because, look, he's not going to be booed when he gets introduced, but he's going to be booed when he strikes out.
You're not sitting with me tonight.
Wow. He's a great. It's that he creates one of the hardest fan emotions, and I can think of in a long time, because he's here for his career. He's going to be a lifelong Yankee. We know this. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's going to win MVP.
Oh, we don't
win
hate
another
him.
One. You don't hate him at all, but you just want him to be the star. You want him to be. I don't know. You want him to be the hero, and he's not. and I don't want to say, I mean, is it unfair to put it all on one guy? Well, yeah, but that's kind of what you thrive and live for. It's what you want. And I bet Aaron Judge wants to be the hero. He just can't right now.
But you're saying something that's, I think, channeling Yankee fan irritation. Sure, we want him to be the hero. But you also don't have to be the hero. Not everything has to be sit back and hope Aaron Judge is three-run homer.
I'm not even talking about hitting a three-run homer.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about, you know, he hit 300.
Right, exactly. Right. Just be a solid contact hitter. Like, he's not even doing that.
It's not like
that's the problem.
Hit 210 and hit 58 home runs. Right. He hit 300.
Right.
Three plus.
He is 1-for-12 with 7 strikeouts in the World Series. He's hitting .083. He's slugging .083. This on the heels of an ALCS in which he hit .167. This on the heels of a division series where he hit .154. This on the heels of an ALCS in 2022 defined by a pathetic offensive performance and the embarrassment of a sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros in which he hit .063. And Yankee fans, I want you to understand something, and maybe you take this as confidence. Maybe you take this as things can change. Alex Rodriguez got a lot of crap for the way he performed in October.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Rodriguez should make you blush for the performance of Aaron Judge over the last few years. My point is, Judge has been far worse for far longer. The weird thing about Alex was that he was a good postseason player with the Seattle Mariners. You may not have cared about it, but it was true. What you also may not have cared about is when he began his Yankee postseason career in 2004 against Minnesota and the first three games against Boston, he was also really good. You saw he had it in him. And then the collapse of 04, 05, 06, 07. It was bad. And then what happened? In 2009, he carried a team to a championship. And to this day, and it's so unfair,
that's why there's a banner in our studio.
Right. You're right.
I miss him so
much. But to this day, there are still Yankee fans that when they think of Alex, think of him as coming up small in October.
No.
When the reality is, he dwarfs what Aaron Judge has done. Oh. It's not even on the same planet. And I know Aaron's loved. We all want to love him. It's not like we're out here trying to hate the guy, but they need him. You look at the lack of offensive production, not just in this series, but the two previous series. The 2022 ALCS, which I don't know about you. I say this as an IBO. I can't get that series out of my head, Teak, because I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, it feels like it's the same thing. The difference is it was everybody in that ALCS. In this World Series, not everybody's been terrible.
Yeah. Mostly everybody, though.
This is worse than the ALCS of 2 years ago.
It is, because it's obviously the World Series.
And that was the Astros, and you didn't have the expectations. This is a lineup with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton with better pitching, with a bullpen we like.
With Kleber playing great postseason.
It's the World freaking Series, and you could go down with a sweep tonight. This is worse than getting swept by the Astros 2 years ago with Judge being silent.
We'll get to your calls next, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. We are live from Yankee Stadium. Giant fans, we got a lot to talk about that game last night as well. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we address all of everything that came out of that Giant game between Brian Daboll, benching Tay Banks, throwing Daniel Jones under the bus, and the Giants. This is what annoyed me as an IFO. They got laughed at on national television, and that is something I'm used to as a football fan, and it doesn't go down nicely. We'll get to the Giants coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll, of course, get you set for Game 4 of the World Series. Is this the Yankees' final stand? Will they extend this series? Will they begin something that we'll never forget? Or does this go into the dustpan of history as just another October disappointment?